Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And here we go. Welcome to another episode of God Wants to Talk to You. Shout out to everyone listening. Last week we had a huge pop in the worldwide audience. A lot of people here in America have been listening for a while, but we had a lot of people popping up in South America, Central America, and in the Middle East and India. So all are welcome. It is a true blessing to have any of you around. The podcast is called God Wants to Talk to You because He does, and you are welcome to talk to God. And here's how you do it. Read the Bible. Read that Bible. Know that Bible. God will tell you everything you need to know through the Bible. And today we're going to do another Bible study. I'll reference a whole bunch of readings, but I've got a couple that we're going to get into. And it's about perseverance is what we're talking about. And really inspired by, if you watch the World Series in the United States over the weekend, what a battle of perseverance. The Dodgers prevailed. Of course, I live in Los Angeles, so it was really exciting for us to watch it. But my heart did go out to those Toronto Blue Jays because they put up such a fight and they came so close and had it literally snatched away at the very end. So, perseverance. Now, does that have anything to do with the Bible? Yes, a lot. Perseverance has everything to do with the Bible because it has to do with our faith. It has to do with the true victory and restoration that come through perseverance and a reliance on God. A lot of times we get into trouble. We get into a situation where things seem horrible. Like this is a bad situation. I'm not getting out of this. Now, do you turn in that situation? Do you let your heart become bitter? Do you get so disgruntled that you forget to show that very same grace that you were so desperately seeking from God? Because that's a lot to do with it. It's a true sign of character at that point. You're like, wait a minute, I'm asking God for grace, but then I'm treating everyone around me like crap because I think I'm in a horrible situation and there's no getting out of it and no one would understand. I can tell you, and the impossible is possible. Nothing is impossible with God. And no matter what your problems are, God is bigger than any problem you could have. Any problem you could have. And truly going through these tests, going through these trials, is such a way to hone our faith. It really, really is. And let's talk about one situation in particular. We're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it's got a story in there called David at Ziklag. And what has happened is David has gone out. And remember, David had many battles and they were always battling the knights. I call them the Canaanites. If it had a knight on the end, David was battling them. And they were all around there fighting all of these people. And well, one time David comes home. And when they get back home, they find their entire town has been burned to the ground, and every single person from their families has been taken captive. None were dead. There were no dead people on the ground. All the women, all the children, the elderly, all taken, along with all of their treasures, everything they owned, and whatever they didn't take, they burned to the ground. I know a little bit about burned to the ground with the fires of this year and losing everything and that desperation you feel, but David is so upset. His men are on the ground, literally weeping. His soldiers are on the ground weeping because their families are gone. Their life is gone. Everything is awful. And they literally blame David and they want to stone him to death. But David, being David, David always, always sought God, always knew that God was bigger than any problem. And he went and prayed and was like, Lord, should I go after them? Can I beat these people that have taken our families? And God told him, yes, go get them. You will be victorious and you will save your people. All that has been lost will be recovered. Go get them. And David rode after him, and they rode after him with so much. Imagine that emotion. Imagine your family is gone. Like coming home and finding your entire city burned to the ground is devastating enough. But now to find your entire city is burned to the ground and all of your loved ones and friends are gone. They've been taken. Imagine that feeling. Imagine that feeling in the pit of your stomach and the despair you would feel at that time. And what have I done to God to deserve this? Woe is me. That's what we get to. And people at that point can get changed and get bitter and lose their faith. It's really easy when times are bad to lose their faith. What we're called to do is to, in those situations, to fall to our knees, not in despair, in praise of God. That's the really, really hard part. You fall to your knees in those darkest moments and you pray for God and put it in God's hands. Surrender to Jesus. Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Take care of everything and sit back and have faith and ride it out. Perseverance. So David found strength in the Lord at the time when everyone else was ready to stone him to death. David rallied them, found strength in the Lord, and then they went, and as they chased them, 200 of his men fell off. So David only had 400 men, and they went and kicked their butts and took everyone back and got everything that had been lost. Actually, they got everything that had been lost and more, because those the guys that they went after had not only hit them, they had hit a bunch of other clans along the way too and pillaged all of them as well. So they had tons of treasure and tons of people, and David took them all. And so what do we need to do? What is the lesson there? When life falls apart, natural. I'm not going to knock you or deny I'm not this person. Our first reaction is probably anger, fear, despair. That's probably where we go. That's probably your go-to when things get really crappy. You get really bad news, or you find out you've lost someone or something horrible. It is really easy to go into the pity party. But God calls us to strengthen ourselves in Him through prayer, worship, and most of all, trust. Move forward in faith. Move forward knowing something good's going to come of this, or at worst case scenario, God's going to get me through this. This isn't going to be the demise of me. And it's a really good lesson. And to think about David, we hear so much about King David being such a great warrior, he was a true spiritual leader. He really, really was. He did awful things. He would then come clean to God. He would confess what he did, and he would come back and be better, and he would repent. Repenting is a big part of it too, but you don't need to repent when something horrible happens to you. That's also something I hear, and I've had so many people say to me, like personal friends, not religious people, but just friends say, what do you think, like, maybe you did karma-wise to that your house burned down? And I'm like, nothing, it just happened. What did I do to get through it is the important thing. And I praised God and I thanked God, and now I'm grateful for that fire. I can tell you, I've told you guys the story that the dumb dog that's been staying with my in-laws tripped my father-in-law. If he hadn't hit his head, he would have died. We found out when he went to the hospital from hitting his head, getting tripped by our dog, that he had a brain bleed from a fall earlier that no one knew about, and it saved his life. I know I have had blessed time with my parents. I hardly ever saw my parents. They only lived about 45 minutes away, but I'd be home on the weekend. I'm tired. I'm not going. Well, my dog's there now. I lived there for a long time, and I've spent a lot of great time with my parents who are elderly, and I'm grateful for that. This has been a blessing. This fire, as bad as it's been, has been a blessing to me, and I praise God and I thank God for putting me through the experience. Here's another story from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And the whole read is 1 through 30, but we've got King Jehoshaphat and Judah, and they're surrounded by enemies. They're absolutely terrified. They are going down. The enemies are there, and they don't know what to do. Now, they could go wave the white flag and surrender to what seems inevitable, but what happens? King Jehoshaphat prays, and he prays to God, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." They put their faith in God and ask God what to do. And God said to him through the prophet, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." And then God handed this huge, way overpowering army to King Jehoshaphat. Handed it right over to him. So when things, and we see that time and time again. And to be honest with you, when you see that in the Bible, when you hear the battle for the Jericho, when God tells them, "Here's what I need you to do. Strip your army down. I don't want," and like they had thousands of men. And God really, literally says, "Come there with 300. They had like 30,000 men. Send everybody home. Come there with 300 guys. And then the guys, I want you to hold a pot. I want you to run down. I want you to light the pot on fire. I want you to scream and yell at the gates of Jericho and like run away." And these people are like, "What are we doing?" And what happens is it freaks the enemy out so bad that the enemy ends up killing themselves. They get so freaked out by like, "What are these guys doing? They're crazy. What is happening? We're about to be slaughtered." The enemy defeats themselves. Same thing happens here with King Jehoshaphat. They confuse the enemies by what he had them do, and voila, Judah wins without ever fighting. They win a battle without ever fighting. How can that happen? God. That's the answer. The answer is God. Believing in God, having faith in God, listening to God, praying to God, giving all praise and glory to God. And I think God does things like those battles where there's only 300 guys down from 30,000 because that shows you it was God. If you would have went there with 30,000 men, maybe you won the battle. Maybe you scared them with your huge army and they surrendered. No, when you go there with 300 guys and they're throwing pots that are on fire and screaming, and then you, the enemy kills themselves, that's God. All glory goes to God. Every bit of the glory goes to God. Every bit of that is God. And I think a lot of times in situations, we get cocky and believe in ourselves. And that's the worst thing we could ever do. It's okay to be confident, but your faith and everything should be in God. Everything you do should be in God. And persevere. And when things get bad, don't throw in the towel. "Oh, God's out to get me. This is it. God's mad at me for something." No. God's refining you through the fire. Do you know what happens when a sculptor makes something out of clay? They make a beautiful, let's say, vase out of clay. Well, they take that clay and they put it in a really hot fire and they bake it. And then it becomes the beautiful vase. It's no longer a piece of clay. And God does that with us a lot. And it's, I don't understand why. And I know people, why do good things, bad things happen to good people? Well, God's testing us. God's putting us through stuff. God tests our faith. And only thing we can do in any situation is give thanks to God and seek Him. Seek Him in those situations. And He will come through for you. I promise you. God will come through for you. Other readings similar to this, I'm running out of time because I've been babbling, but in Isaiah chapter 40, there is a verse 31, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. In Romans chapter 8, 28, all things work together for good to those who love God. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Another great inspirational quote when you feel like you're about to get crushed. You might be hard-pressed on every side, but you're not crushed. As long as you've got faith, as long as there's God, as long as you're still breathing. Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hebrews 10, 35 and 36, do not throw away your confidence. You need it to persevere. So you need your confidence. But do not be overconfident in yourself. Be confident in the Lord. Be confident in what the Lord has done for you. You can brag about what the Lord has done for you, not what you have done for the Lord. So it is really crazy. And I know all of us have our battles. All of us have those things that are just torching us on the inside. But if you let that get to you, you lose your faith. You will lose the grace that you give to others. And at the same time, you're seeking grace from God. So we've got to do what God wants us to do. Boy, sorry, I'm still getting over my illness. All right, let's say a prayer about perseverance as we wrap up today, and then we'll be back on Friday with another episode. Dear God, when we face loss, fear, or uncertainty, help us to remember your faithfulness. Teach us to strengthen ourselves in you, to trust in you when the battle feels impossible, and to stand firm in our faith until you bring us victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for listening. Love you guys. Please read your Bible. That's the only thing I ask of you here. You want to talk to God, God will talk to you through that Bible, and you can pick it up and read it. So God bless you all. I hope you're not going through huge struggles. If you are, lean in on God, and he'll be there for you. I'll talk to you soon.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.